Wake up, this is your broadcast. Listen up, wake up, this is your broadcast. Tune into them vibes, we giving all that. You know school is session and we ain't giving no hall pass. So, wake up, this is your broadcast. Listen up, wake up, this is your broadcast. Tune into them vibes, we giving all that.
Yo, no advisory podcast. No advisory podcast. No advisory podcast. And we're coming live to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That was lit.
I tried to add the D.
That was lit.
Hey, man. Hey, who else got this, bro?
No one.
Who else got this, bro?
No one.
Hey, man.
Nobody got this but us.
I like that. I like that.
I see a lot of copycats, though. I've been tuning in to the copycats.
Hey, shout out to them.
Talk about it.
Don't it make you feel good when somebody impersonates you, though?
You know, I don't know. Criminals. I'm like, you cannot be original. I have a thing about being original.
That's real.
It's always a sample of a sample of a sample, but we are the originators. Even though we are, you know, the revamp, you know, we still have the old squad, still part of the family. It's always going to be No Advisory Podcast.
Big facts.
So, mm-hmm.
And shout out to the OGs.
Definitely shout out to the OGs. Yeah, so, and you know, nothing better than No Advisory, and then you got all the No, I wish I was them, you know.
What they say, the no permissions,
the no permission,
the mother may eyes. I heard it's a lot of
y'all try hey, so hard.
Right. I heard it's a lot
down
of
to the logo, but you know, that's neither here nor there.
We're gonna talk about that another day.
Let me ask y'all some more. If y'all want to go to do the introductions, I don't feel like we need to because niggas know.
Niggas
know y'all
us.
Know who we
niggas
are.
Know who we are.
Y'all
you know
us. Then you sleep.
But I just gotta ask y'all how y'all doing today. You know what I'm saying? How y'all? Where y'all at mentally?
Oh shit, I'm good.
Don't want to go to me with that. Ask me last.
I'm good. I'm happy as fuck. I had a good ass week.
Right. We know.
I heard about your week, bro.
I seen your week, bro.
Your week been off the chain.
I'm weak now. Now I'm weak today. But I had a good ass week though, man. Shit, I'm recouping today. Matter of fact, where my drink at? That's what I recoup with.
Stay hydrated.
Is that the No Advisory punch in that bottle?
Mm-hmm.
That's got not a it.
Good idea. Hey, my week was pretty good, bro. I got vaccinated this weekend.
You what? Did.
That was the real thing, like.
Hell
the
no,
one shot, the
shit.
One shot. Oh,
I'm gonna say, did you do the one shot,
I'm
two
like,
shots?
Niggas,
I'm like, is that
hell
a real
no,
thing?
Hell no, I ain't do that shit, bro. I just read a clip last week, bro. Say the lady died after her second dose. No, sir. I will say my prayers at night and pray to wake up in the morning.
My mom had it. She had both shots.
She did?
She's perfectly fine.
Hey, God
my
bless.
My brother had it.
God bless.
He's perfectly fine.
I'm cool on it. And I'm so perfectly fine.
I ain't get it right. And
let
I'm
me ask
perfectly
y'all something,
fine.
Though. Do you, if you did get the shot, would you tell people?
Yeah. I'll let y'all know. Because yeah. If something happened to me, y'all know
you
what
know
happened.
Why.
Yeah.
Okay. That's real.
Yeah, because they can try to cover it up. Like, nah, my friends know what's going on.
I'm going to keep it on low because I'm going to try to tell you, you're a pussy-ass nigga. Yo, pussy-ass nigga got the shot,
stupid
nigga.
Ass got the
I'm,
shot.
I'm not going to tell nobody because I'm going to talk so much shit about not
yeah,
getting
yeah,
it.
Sorry,
so they're going to be like, you nigga like fuck.
I can't switch sides.
Yeah, no, I'm good on it.
Bro, I had to ask, bro, because I almost said that shit the other day, you know what I'm saying? But I had to tell y'all. I'm going to tell y'all, like, yeah, I got the shot. No, I didn't, bro. Yeah. So I had to, I started wondering, like, bro, if I did get the shot, I don't think I'd tell anybody, bro.
I wouldn't either.
I'd be nervous, bro. But I'm like you, because I talked a lot of trash. Like that? Nah.
We able to get it now, too. Shit, people our age, I think, about at least by May or some shit.
Yeah, by May.
I was doing them today,
shit.
Bank of America.
But my thing about it is, number one, right now, we don't have any legislation to protect us if we say no. Mm-hmm. And then our jobs are like, okay, we demand you get it, or you can't get this without, you know, until you get that. Or, you know, you're going to be let go. So that's one thing. So to be, you know, in consideration but that the government's not going to protect you if you say no. So
protect yourself.
Yeah, or some.
That's why we got to
set forge the documents.
You feel me? Know some black doctors, man. Black doctors, hit us up on No Advisory Podcast. We need some shit forged. We're going to keep on the low.
I do would like some doctors on here just to talk, you know, the, you know, we have so much, you know, the stigma and then the apprehensiveness. Mm-hmm. We do need to have that open discussion because a lot of us is like, no way.
They we need have to have like, a, oh, go ahead. Cause I was about to say.
No, I was going to say, I know that they do have, like, you can get, like, a note from your doctor for, like, a medical reason why you don't want to get the vaccine, also for a religious reason from your pastor. So,
yeah,
I know, and that's the avenue too.
And the shit ain't even wish it called yet. It ain't even like it ain't still FDA, ain't approved. FDA approved yet. Mm-hmm. So that's my reason for no, motherfucker.
If the
when
vaccine,
they say yes, I ain't, until they say yes, nigga, I'm gonna say no.
Right. If the vaccine ain't weed, I don't want it.
If it ain't weed,
yup, I don't want it.
But what if they sprinkle a little bit of the vaccine on your weed?
Right.
Y'all seen, South Park when they did it?
Like, motherfucker, I'm ready to be vaccinated. They gonna do it that way.
I need to watch the episode. You said they did it on South Park.
Yep. Season 23.
A lot of y'all in Charlotte are cocaine heads, you know, powder rangers. Y'all be definitely
not powder rangers. On South Park,
definitely.
So on South Park, one of the dudes, he owned like a weed farm, and he like thought about like the cure to coronavirus is potentially weed. So he created like a special strand called the coronavirus strand, and basically like broke it down and gave it to everybody without them knowing.
And
like,
busting their ass.
And yeah, niggas was getting cured and shit. Like, but then eventually that shit backfired, and then niggas turned into mutants and shit. But you know, that's South Park, so.
That shit real, bro.
That shit real. Right.
That apocalypse shit is around the corner.
They listen to No Advisory. You just gave them a light bulb.
Man. We got to do this shit the right way, bro. Yeah. Hey, we got this, man. We know what we doing.
I guess it's my turn, huh?
Who birthday today?
We got three birthdays today. Steph Curry, shout out to the city.
How old
turned
he turn?
33 today.
33.
Hey.
Okay.
Steph Curry?
Yeah, Steph
Curry.
How old
he turn?
33.
Okay. That's good ass. 33. That's, yeah. That's your Jesus. That's Nipsey Dyer.
Jesus age.
33.
Yeah. Simone Biles, 24.
The gymnast,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crushing it.
Cash Doll, 29.
Hold on. Simone was that old to not be here. That still look like a... She had not be here back in the day and
she
shit.
She just said Cash Doll was 29. She looks about 39.
Just turned 29.
Ain't no
today.
Way. No, did y'all see her old prom pictures? Mm-hmm. They look like
did
the 90s.
Did you see that picture of her in that bathtub?
No, her, listen, because she don't look bad. You ain't about to say, well, 39 don't ain't a bad look.
At all. She
but she just looked like a fucking stallion. Like, she just like had that look for so long now. Like, she always
Cash
looked like a grown woman.
She got a good doctor.
Cash Doll. Yeah. She's
going to age. That's
No, baby, natural. That's not natural.
You didn't see when she accidentally showed her titties?
Yeah.
That's not natural.
She ain't ugly, though.
She's not.
She got a banging ass body. Hell yeah.
I mean, who else?
What about the ass, ain't. Though? What about the ass? Is that her?
No. I don't think that's her. I don't know.
She like that? Like, that's all BB.
You got so taste test. Disappointed. Taste test and find out, bro.
We just crushed.
Did y'all
dreams.
Hear how sad his voice has just got? Like,
it ain't even the same girl no more.
I'm fucking weak. Okay, so that's it for birthdays, though. I'm going to go ahead and go to the celebrity to the Hot Topics. Blue Ivy won a Grammy today, y'all, at 9 years old for her song that she did with her mom, Brown Skin Girls.
Mm-hmm. She the Second youngest.
Yep.
Okay, congrats. Shout out.
What was her verse in that song?
I wonder who was the first youngest.
I don't know.
The youngest person.
Probably you know, somebody
like
white.
Producer credits
probably,
or something.
That's why I didn't
ask. So we don't care.
You trying to put me on the spot right now.
No, I'm just saying, I don't remember Blue Ivy on that song.
I think she just got producer credit, honestly.
No, she did sing at the end. She was like, you know, the little baby voice, brown skin, you know.
Oh, that was her?
Yeah, that was her. That was Blue Ivy trying to sing.
Oh, well, you go, girl. Okay.
Not trying.
Did I say that?
Drew Brees has officially retired today.
I saw
he's
that.
Out of there.
Yep.
He's
what about Grandpa? Is he going to retire? Brady?
No, not yet.
Brady trying to go hard.
God dang, Grandpa.
If he don't break something next year, Brady might come back for the next three.
Four. Stimulus have been passed.
Yeah.
And are pending in people's accounts.
Money
they will officially
Joe.
Drop March 17th.
But if you got Cash App and Chime, they got theirs
over the weekend. Yeah.
Who's getting paid through Cash App and Chime?
Lots of people.
Come on, lots of people that don't have regular bank accounts.
Right.
I was about to say, and I'm trying to think, would I do that?
People get their tax refunds on there, everything.
Yeah, that's. You get your documents and all that. You can get, people get paid to their Cash App.
Right, yeah. Like checks, like direct.
I don't trust it.
Is that
me
right?
Either.
It's a bank, yeah.
But yeah, shout out to Moneybag Joe for them stimulus.
And Kamala Cash.
Right.
I ain't one.
The city of Minneapolis settled the George Floyd case finally with a $27 million settlement to the family. Mm. And that's just the civil suit. So the criminal suit is still going with the officers, but... civilly, they just won $27 million.
They never going to arrest them boys, though.
Mm-mm. That's fat. That's fucked up that we already got the. We already know
the
$27
million,
that.
Right, bro.
They just took that $27 they million. That's going to be it. Like, they're going to be like, well, we paid y'all. Shit.
They just trying to give them boys, what, I think, what did it say, third degree murder?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bro. What are you going to do? That's for danger of everybody else around you. That has nothing to do, bro. That's wild, bro. It's crazy that somebody can be in a position like that and abuse it and just take somebody's life and not have to reap the consequences. Anybody else would have to, unless there was justification. He has no justification.
None.
I don't care what your job title is, bro. You're still, we all just existing, bro.
Y'all can't fuck up. Y'all in a position where y'all can't fuck up. Pilots can't fuck up.
You the last.
Right.
Y'all can't fuck up.
Anything, safety, public, you got people lives in your hands. No, you got to do shit by the book. Do shit the right way.
I ain't gonna lie though, with 27 million, I'm gonna make I'll make the PD mad with that. You give me 27 million, okay. I'm finna get your family out of here. I ain't talking about no crazy shit. I'm talking about like, oh yeah, chess game your ass. I'm finna take over your neighborhood everywhere you. Okay, 27 million, I'll be sitting pretty with 27 million. But okay. I don't think I could take it, bro.
I don't know. Put your family in a better position. I don't sacrifice my life.
Would you think? Did you think he? I think he would want you to take it.
I mean, because then you could take that money and move them out into a better lifestyle, you know, gated community, you know.
That's what they pay lawyers to do. That's what the, so when they when they get a lawyer, like lawyers, like I want to be, you feel me? Don't be civil suit lawyers. They don't be they be trying to get the money. They don't be trying to win your case. You still gotta have like a criminal defense lawyer. Yeah. So it's like I think Al Crum, what's his name? It's a black dude that always he just give people a lot of money on these type of cases. His name like Crump. Y'all might know who I'm talking about.
I'm gonna check him out.
What are you talking
about? In Charlotte.
I don't know where he's from.
He a black dude.
Black dude, dark skin, older.
I think
man.
I know who you're talking about. Yep. I think he actually I don't know if y'all heard a case about Stephen Massey. He was a dude in Charlotte that was like wrongfully convicted of rape. He did like 9 years. They let him out and he won like a $31 million suit against the city for wrongful imprisonment. Yeah, Crump was his lawyer, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. But he just recently got out, I want to say, like, last May. He got that money probably, like, September, October-ish, moved to Florida, and they found him dead in his house. So now people trying to say, like, yeah, like, they probably had him killed because he still has a criminal suit for how he was wrongfully convicted. Like, there was certain things with his case. I'm not really, like, familiar, too familiar with the case, but I know it was, like, certain things where, like, certain people lied under oath and, like, perjury and stuff like that. So it was getting real deep, and now he's dead. So it's like they don't know, you know, what's going to happen with the status of that case. But that's interesting. That's Charlotte.
But I have a question. Would y'all ever take the risk of being wrongfully convicted in order to get money eventually after, you know, we prove that you're innocent? You wouldn't take that?
First of all, it takes too long in the criminal justice system to even be, for them to even look at your case to even decide, okay, maybe you were wrongfully convicted. Mm-hmm. Even when they start looking at it, that's still another 10 plus years for them to finally even potentially get you, you know, in front of a judge. Like, and it's like by that time, I feel like, you know, if I wouldn't do that because it's like, what if I die before I get that money? Aggie, what if I die before I get that money? Like, damn, like, I didn't do nothing with my life to try to get some money. Like, granted, you know, my family might still get that money, but damn, I'm not going to get to enjoy the fruits of my labor. Like, I worked hard. I stayed in prison for this shit. Right. You know, maybe that's the selfish in me, but nah. Mm-mm. I need to see at least an M.
At least.
Mm-mm.
I need 27. Minimum. Mm.
But, and then you would do it.
I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm too scared to go to fucking jail, first of all. Mookie in jail? Hell no. I can do a weekend now. I do a weekend now. I done did that.
Hey.
You feel me? But if I'm running like a motherfucker, though. Like, if I do the crime, nigga, I'm running.
I'm out of there. You got to get, no, sir.
You got to catch me.
I feel that.
I'm running.
Yeah.
What else, though, man?
All right, so last thing. Oh, it's actually two other things, but this one is short. Two words are about to be added to the dictionary officially, and those words are finna and child.
And I
finna about time.
Crazy. No,
no,
I
they
went
doing
crazy.
That because they said it's a part of race identity in America to basically give black people a voice.
No,
like don't fucking add finna and child. That's fucking racist as fuck. Not everybody say finna, and not everybody say child.
And they be like, it's in a dictionary, and that's gonna really blow me.
Finna, but I ain't gonna lie though, because I say it a lot. And what finna is trying to say is fixing too.
Right.
But nobody talk like that no more.
Fixing too? That's not even
I'm fixing to beat your ass. My parents used to say that when I was
little. That's not right either.
Finna is short for, what is it short for?
No, I'm just saying, neither one of those are right. Finna and fixing too. Fixing too? No.
I'm about to. I am going to.
I'm going to.
Process of.
I'm fixing to beat your ass.
Yeah, no, listen, I don't want that in it.
I'm fixing to work on my. I'm fixing to make breakfast. Damn, that, I guess not.
No,
it don't
work. See,
I'm fixing to make dinner.
Fixing? No. Do you have a word of the day today?
Fixing. Finna.
Yeah.
Word of the day.
Yeah. Since you want to play with it. Yeah. Walk right into that shit.
He's so aggy.
So he's like making me mad, right?
Talk your knowledge. Talk your knowledge, bro.
Don't do it.
Now, word of the day. I do got a word of the day. Y'all ready? We can make a song for this, though.
What's happening?
It's time for the word of the day.
It's time for the word of the day.
Say it's time for the word of the day. Hey, okay, y'all gonna stick with that?
Remember that beat.
You gonna check
that.
I'm gonna give y'all gonna know this. The word of the day, I'm gonna give y'all the definition, but y'all gotta figure this shit the fuck out. It's a person or thing. A person or thing is a situation, event, or a person that causes them to be seriously harmed, especially as a punishment. I don't like that definition. I like an arch rival.
Nah,
a nemesis.
There it is.
That's the word you. Nemesis.
Nemesis. Word of the day is nemesis.
Good. This shit figured that out.
She's smart now.
She figured it out. So yeah, that's the definition of nemesis.
I got a nemesis.
The definition of nemesis is a person or thing is a situation, event, or person which causes them to be seriously harmed. Especially as punishment. Harry Potter's evil nemesis was Voldemort. Who was
Lord Voldemort.
Yeah, that nigga, yeah, it was him. So that's,
you don't know who Voldemort is.
I mean, we shouldn't say his name, but it is.
Who he look like? Who look like Voldemort?
Mr. Clean without eyebrows.
Voldemort.
I had to use this word on somebody the other day, man, because she bad now. She's a little bad bitch. and I want to hit, but she going to call me brother. Like, you so crazy, brother. I had to pull her to the side like, come here, baby. Hey, listen, I know you cool and all, but your nemesis. I ain't trying to be your enemy now, but your nemesis.
Still trying to hit.
I'm trying to fuck.
Go through and let her know. Move said straight up.
Nemesis.
We are not, no.
Not one of them, okay?
Not even
bro. Word of the day. So, yeah, look it up. And I ain't like that definition, but as soon as I said arch rivals, you kind of... Who nemesis is you? There's somebody nemesis.
The streets. Yeah.
You said the streets?
The streets.
She need to be adopted.
What? By who? I'm loved.
No. No, bro. I pray for you. You
might. Oh, well.
Can y'all use that another word?
Nemesis?
Yeah. Nemesis. Oh, I ain't want to say yeah that fast.
Put a spotlight on you real fast. Like, what?
Sorry, I thought y'all was going to say yeah first, no. And then I was going to get ideas off y'all.
No.
You got it. Come out there fast.
Nemesis.
All right, nemesis. Nemesis, some of them papers over there on there.
Oh, like, let me see. Let me see. Nemesis. Nemesis.
I don't know. That's a hard word.
I can't.
It's
do
definitely
it.
A hard word.
I want to go see the Nemesis.
Eminems. That's what you said. I'm trying to find out how to kill my woman.
What's the blur of the day?
So, I'm excited. You know, I always got to, you know, start with my Marvel. Mm-hmm. I'm always a Marvel fan. But DC has really stepped up with the Superman and the Lois Lane show on the CW.
Oh.
CW is finally trying to redeem themselves, and I feel like the direction they're taking it, I'm very, very supportive of it. So, I'm all for CW and taking control of the Superman and Lois. That's one thing. And then also, I'm excited for Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Their show is coming out.
Ooh.
And then we have, you know, the Snyder Chronicles. I mean, I talked about that. The Snyder Cuts of the Justice League. That's coming out. So his mental was very dark. And I kind of like how, but he really doesn't like Superman. But I really feel like the way he's going to take the direction of Snyder Cuts, everybody's going to like that and be entertained. So comic books is stepping up for that. So just want to, you know, start off the tidbit of that from my blurred alert. And the next thing I want to talk about is myths. Remember, I was telling y'all all the things that is like not true that people always believe is true. But did y'all know there were 9 senses and not 5 senses?
What's the other 4?
Right.
So you have, you know, your regular, you know, touch, smell, taste, and all of that. But do you know, like, the art of, like, lifting weights and the actual senses that your muscles take when it starts to flex? Like, when sometimes you tense up or you can close your eyes and someone points at you and you can feel their energy? That's another sense. And they call that the 6th sense because, you know, sometimes, like, your hair back on your neck stands up. It's like a, you know, muscles is, like, contracting, and it's like your senses of another person in the atmosphere. Right. So that's one thing. Feeling. Exactly. Basically. And then another sense is when I always say it's kind of like the example of what I took it is like, you know how you have sex and you know it's a physical type thing, but you know how those people who can actually, you know, come or, you know, ejaculate for basically without even touching a person. That's another sense.
You said come. What's that?
Come.
Yeah.
You know,
to ejaculate.
Oh.
With the C-U-M.
Not your D.
I ain't never heard of it.
You reversions.
You definitely look like you don't come a lot.
Oh. That's harsh. That's harsh. I feel it.
Don't
though.
Worry about it.
Damn.
Call me next time you need a facial.
Excuse me?
Be in that boat.
Huh?
Whoa.
Did you say come get a facial?
Whoa. No, I did not. Whoa, whoa, that's hard. Whoa, whoa. She just told me I look like I nut. None.
No, never. Like,
I mean.
That's the harshest way to put it, but yeah, I support, you know.
If you don't know what it is, yeah, of course.
I support the virgins out there.
I'm sorry. I don't want to get off this sex topic because we talk about sex. Going back to Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
You seen WandaVision, right?
I've seen WandaVision.
You seen WandaVision.
Hell yeah.
That shit good, right?
She be having me. I ain't start watching this much Marvel to this motherfucker. Right here, man.
But it's good, right?
I bet she's been turning. I swear, I got Disney Plus and my little shorty gave me Disney Plus. You feel me?
Yeah, but she like you.
For real.
She like you.
Because that's an expense.
Amazon Prime for the free.
You be watching Coming to America too?
I did.
That was way.
That's what I got.
What? That was funny to me.
Coming to America was awful to me. It was awful.
Let's talk about it. It's been out for a while now. And I feel like...
Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, they ain't going to see it if they ain't seen it by now. Facts. It's been out for a couple weeks now. It's number one movie in America.
Nah, people might watch it this week. Niggas get their stimmies. Go sign up for prom. Cancel, watch it. Cancel it.
True.
Stimmies, you know?
Stimulus is hitting.
Did you like the movie?
I liked it. I liked the storyline. I liked the... women. I like the fact that it's, I don't want to get, without saying too much, the, what they portraying, like what they're, you feel me, women leading opposed to, so I like that, we're like what they was pushing, so.
That whole women's hear me war agenda, narrative.
I like that.
The choice of the son was awful.
It could have been DC Young Fly.
I saw that, and that would have been a good choice.
Been great, yeah. That would have been super great.
But is Eddie Murphy hating on DC?
Nah, DC spoke on that, though. He spoke on that. He was just like,
Dude,
he was like, bro, he's like, you don't know what bro, you know, had to do to get to that position. He was like, I support him. I think, he said, I seen the movie. I think he did a great job of doing the son. But he said, you know, it is what it is. It's Hollywood. I can't be mad because he got the part and I did. Like, so, shout out to DC Young Fly for, you know, being humble.
Rick Ross and his fake accent. Dead.
Rick Ross house is crazy.
Tiana Taylor, I love her to death. Her I love body, her, but her body was amazing. But baby, that accent, trash.
Whatever you like, I don't, because
I have African heritage. King. You know, one of my parents is from Africa. I kind of like, you know, take pride, but all of those accents did not sound like a unified country. Sounds like it was like you, my brother. I'm your sister. That's all I got.
Wakanda sound. Everybody from Wakanda sounded like.
Oh, Wakanda like. Yeah, they did. They had similar accents. But no.
But they're the same Wakanda, though. This is
Zumunda.
Place? Remember, people is from Queens. Remember, he went to New York and paid people back, so now they, this shit is broken. Now they picking up on the dialect.
2.5 seconds.
It's different now.
And then his McFlurby machine was working. Like, come on,
that
now.
That was the joke, though. That was like a subtle joke to McDonald's.
You think so? Like a hidden joke?
Yeah. Like how McDonald's McFlurry's machine never worked, but McFlurby's, McDougal's, they're going to always work. That's like a little subtle, like, shade. I like it. I mean, that was how
he fell in love too fast. It was not like a progression.
It was like 30 minutes, like 2 days. She did his hair, and then she cut off the...
What?
And then, you know, and then they in love, and now she want her.
But he was like...
Trash.
Basura.
Remember when she cut his hair?
Spoiler alert.
She was like...
I'm saying, I still got to see this shit, but
I'm sure the people that bathed you took care of you with some shit. And he was like, kind of like strained up, like... So, like, even mm-hmm. and from the beginning, like, you can tell he was,
he
like...
He kind of probably, like, was like, oh, shorty cute. She all right? Yeah.
Bro, you know, I'm going to watch it. I still ain't seen it yet. Niggas. But hearing y'all talk
but
about
Tiana
it...
But Teyana Taylor, though, she fire, though.
She fire. I would have chosen. I'd be like, you know what?
I would have had to do it.
I would have... Yeah.
I love you, but she fire.
And then she was willing to be submissive. I'm all for that.
Yeah. Hey man, don't talk about sex on here, bro.
Whatever you like, my king. What's your favorite movie? Whatever you like, my king. What kind of businesses do you want to start? Whatever businesses you want to start, my king. Like, come on, girl.
Stupid.
Yeah,
what do you
want to
do?
Twice.
He said some shit like, I'm interested in somebody. All I know is to be a wife. I'm like, damn. That's fucked up.
That's the right thing.
I need one of them. I didn't move to the moon.
Before we introduce our guest, I just wanted to speak on Kirk Franklin.
Yes.
Before we, you
that's
know.
That's a grown ass man.
That Let's is talk what's trending right it. Now. And I feel like, number one, his son is 33 years old.
Yep. That's a grown ass man.
And then you want to secret record your father. That's very, that's a bitch move, just like his dad called him. And I'm on Kirk Franklin's side. I'm not canceling Kirk.
Nope.
You know?
I stomp harder now.
What?
I stomp harder now.
And then the Melodies from Heaven is coming down my way. Okay. So absolutely not. He has a right to say what he said. And the boy was disrespectful. And we don't know what was the conversation prior to him starting recording. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like Kirk is in the wrong. How many times have our parents said something to us? Right. You know, that, you know, I slap you until next week. You know, okay. Stuff
I've
like
been
that.
There. I got stopped in the next week before. Right. I say, damn, it's daylight savings time. Woke up days longer and shit.
This nigga movie. He had an interesting childhood.
For real. Them Ohio niggas is different. Shit.
But nah, though, that's right. Hard. Already, I said, I tweeted like 2 weeks ago. You go check my Twitter right now. I said, you can, am I the only one that feel like you can't talk bad about Kirk Franklin or you going to go to hell? If you don't play with God, people like that. So that was God talking. That was God talking through Kirk to his son.
Uh-huh. God called that nigga a bitch ass. God said that. And Kirk said it on his behalf. God, you know we're joking.
Oh,
you know our heart, Lord.
Oh, God.
Hey, let me vent, y'all. Let me tell y'all something I read, yo.
Right,
shout out
up?
To Herbert Alford, bro. I want to give
who's
a shout up? Out to Mans, and I hope he get paid. Shout out to the black men out there holding it down. Black men are rare, and I say that shit all the time. You feel me? My guy got locked up for 5 years, right? He got convicted of second-degree murder. And it could have been overturned, and he could have been proved as innocent if them niggas would have just printed him a receipt. So he finna file a lawsuit against them boys. Bro, I hope my mans get cash out of that shit. Bro, let me read y'all the article, right? It says... Herbert Alford filed a lawsuit against the car suit company Tuesday. He was convicted of a second-degree murder in Michigan. At the time of the shooting, he was renting a car from the airport 20 miles away, bro. Mm. I need my bread. Y'all made me sit down for five? I need my bread.
Mm. I wonder how they bill that, though.
I need my bread, bro.
Like a million per year? Or
yeah, that's usually 10
million
how
per year?
It's usually a million for every year that you are locked up.
Bro. Let me ask y'all, what would y'all, that's what I was about to ask though. Like, what would be
50 million?
50 million?
I need 2 million for every year I was locked up.
10?
two mil for every year I was locked up. Them bitches is tough in prison. Two mil me
pain and suffering.
Hey. Two meal meals.
It was cold at night.
The food was awful.
Period.
I need an NBA contract. I need $273
I need a movie million. Deal, a book deal, a CD deal, a radio deal, a podcast deal, a shoe deal, a clothing deal, a fashion over.
I was
deal,
just about to take off.
A shade room deal. Bitch, I need a Fuchsia's TV deal. I need everything. If you lock me up for five.
At this point, I'm bringing up all 20, my receipts.
Sorry, 5 minutes. Nah. Hey, 5 minutes, I need money.
Just know for them 5 years, I'm giving everybody in that bitch hell.
I'm at your store everybody. 20 miles away, and you can't help me get proven that I'm innocent? Come on. We at a everybody. Store. You don't got cameras. You don't got. You can't give me a
everybody,
receipt.
Everybody.
I'm here renting a car.
I think it's the lawyer. I think it's the lawyer. He didn't have a good enough lawyer. Can't be. Man.
If that's what black men are getting treated like in the system, then we got to make something happen.
Why do you got to get a lawyer like that when you innocent as fuck?
It don't matter. Somebody got to help prove it. Right. They got to have investigators. Lawyers got private investigators on their team. It's like a whole process, just like that documentary where that young boy was with his daughter at the baseball game. Mm-hmm. And he got convicted, wrongfully convicted. Mm-hmm. And how they did it was they was filming a show
and they
that day.
Him
and
in.
His lawyer mm-hmm. got into the studios and say, hey, HBO, y'all got these tape. It was like, well, we can't show y'all the tape until, you know, the show airs. No, give me that tape. They looked mm-hmm. and combed all through that tape and found that that man was innocent the whole time.
Mm-hmm. So he was sitting right
it's
there.
It's all about the lawyer. You got to have the right lawyer.
They can do it crazy. For each other. Shit, nigga, if I need your help, nigga, help me. Fuck off.
It don't work like that.
Exactly. And that's
murder,
what I'm
going to stay off of that. Our business cannot be attached to this. And, you know, that's what they think from the business standpoint.
Mm-hmm. That's why the bros got to learn that gumption. If you can learn how to talk like them white people, then you ain't.
The white people.
Fucked up. That's a secret thing. That's a hidden.
What's your white voice? Give me your white voice. Mm-hmm.
I just talk like myself, but I know how to, you know, manage my conversation. Okay. How I talk to the bros and how I be kicking shit with the bros is not how I would speak to you if we were in a serious, a serious engagement.
I talk a lot more nicer. Hey, how's it going? How you doing?
You sound like somebody named Gumpy.
What y'all doing today?
She
hey.
She joined
it. I see 7 words. I say 7 words to white people. Hey, what y'all got going on? All right.
Easy.
Checking out.
That's it. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, hello, like my name is Shy. How are y'all today?
You got that phone. You got that that HR voice.
Right. Yeah, hello. Absolutely. It would be my pleasure to help you. Oh, awesome.
They know I'm faking. They know I'm faking.
Okay, let's go ahead and introduce our guests, y'all.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Bring them in.
It's hard to yell when the boy's in the table. Bring them in. I forgot how the song went.
Yeah, we gotta you gotta introduce yourself.
Come on.
We're going.
You need
talk.
A refill? You need a refill?
Got that punch going? Oh, you are. So go ahead. And, go ahead and finish the cup, though. That's what we want you to
do. It's a little swig.
Want you to get real comfortable.
In there.
Right. All right, so Jay, you want to pass him your mic and we share?
Of course.
So we're going to go ahead and bring you in. First and foremost, how you doing tonight?
How you doing?
Welcome to the podcast.
Hope
you have been enjoying us so far.
Big fucking welcome.
So here at No Advisory, we got to bring you in, No Advisory style, and we ask you three simple questions, okay?
All right, let's do it.
So those three questions are who you are, where you from, and what the fuck you do.
SIOSI stand up. I'm from Rochester, New York, and what I do is I make greatness. You feel me? Pretty much.
Hold on, because I don't think they heard that, man. So I'm gonna.
You want me to run it back?
You can grab it. You can hold. You know what I'm saying? Pause, but
SIE Westside Daddy City stand up. I'm from Rochester, New York. I do everything, man. I'm majority a reggae artist, but I really do it all. So you know what I'm saying? I ain't got no box. I'm there. You feel me?
Okay.
Man, I'm sorry. I gotta ask, bro. Your last name is Marley.
Yeah, I'm not a Marley.
You know? Okay. I just wanted to.
I get that a lot. I'm not a Marley. It just go with the Psy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a bunch of names. SIE, Psy Marley. You know what I'm saying? SIE stands for success is everything.
Okay.
So, but I just threw the Marley on there when I got on the gram and it made it just. You know what I'm saying?
Is that like from a source of inspiration or did you just?
It did win with it. It has an inspiration in it too, because you know that's Bob Marley.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's the god MC in reggae music. But yeah, it's always there. influence, but yeah, it just rocked.
Welcome, welcome.
Appreciate right. Yeah. So being from Rochester,
right?
You know, having Marley, you know, mm-hmm. you're being a reggae artist among other things. Mm-hmm. Do you have any island roots?
I do. My whole family, like mom, dad, 100% Jamaican, straight off the boat. Grandma, everybody. You go to my grandma's house right now. It's rice and peas and curry. Go
that
it?
Sounds so good.
Yeah, so. yeah, so.
Where can she live at?
Don't tempt me with a good time.
We on the way.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
She up top, though, but you know what I'm saying? At my house, even at my house, I cook that every day. I cook every day.
Oh, you cook?
Yeah, I cook.
Okay.
Yeah, I did cook. I cooked a jerk whole chicken today.
And you didn't bring us none?
Yeah.
What?
I'm getting some, regardless. I'm getting some this week. What we doing?
I'm gonna cook y'all whole pot.
Yeah, we pulling up. Jerk on the way.
So definitely, my first question for you is, I saw on your EPK, definitely shouts out to you, first of all, for having EPK.
That's yes. super important. And it was aesthetically pleasing. Yeah. Aesthetically, it was on point, and then you went straight to the point with as far as your resume. But go ahead, mm-hmm. Sid.
So I was just going to say ghostwriter, and it was interesting to see mm-hmm. that. How yeah. did you get into being, you know, a ghostwriter?
Really, because I just make too many songs. Okay. So it's like, I feel like I don't sound my best on every song, mm-hmm. and I feel like sometimes I make a song and I'm like, oh, a girl could sound good on that, so I just do that, or a guy sound good on that, so I do that. So, you know what I'm saying? I just make too many songs for just me, so I had to do something
you
else.
Gotta hold it.
Oh, I gotta hold it.
Yeah, what you feel yeah. like your strengths are, as far as when you do, like, how do you know which ones are for you, and then which ones you feel like are probably something that you could see somebody else doing?
If I listen to it 100 times in a row, then I know it's me.
Yeah.
But if it's just like 1, 2, 3 times, you know what I'm saying? I get tired of it real quick. See, I like to do that. I like to see if how long it takes me to play the song out. You feel me? So I'm putting myself in the consumer seat to see, you know what I'm saying, if this song will get tired to the ears of somebody or how quickly it gets tired mm-hmm. to the ears. If it don't get tired quick to the ears, then it's a go. So
my next thing is I saw where, you know, you classify your music as trap hall. That is a dope concept. Yeah. Describe how what trap hall is.
Well, it's a whole bunch of different things to me. Where I started out with it is pretty much just like rapping or doing reggae on vice versa beat. So for example, if I'm rapping on a reggae beat or if I'm doing reggae on a rap beat, that's what it is. But now that it's in Jamaica, it's a different thing. So
I like that, trap hall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I would also, your freestyles. I'm like, why can't that be a song? It would just be you be vibing in a car.
Sometimes they make it to songs. Sometimes, but sometimes they don't. They just go on the gram for freestyles. That's what pretty much got me a lot of my followers doing those freestyles. So I like to do it at least once a month just to keep it fresh.
Mm-hmm. Content is key. So, yeah, absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Being consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I could say I have been as consistent as I used to be. I could say that, but I'm back on it though. I'm getting back together, about to drop. So,
So we are still technically in the middle of a pandemic. You know, last year, this year, you know, I'm seeing a lot more, I guess, looser restrictions mm-hmm. in a sense compared to last year. How did you, you know, hold up last year being quarantined all year and? How did it help, you know, with your music? Did you have more time to write music, or did it, you know,
make you lose your motivation? Family?
Yeah, it was.
I was just locked in. It's been a little while since I dropped the Afro Beats project. And then since then, I just been working on trying to reinvent myself. Okay. So evolve into, you know what I'm saying, trying to be better than who I was the last time I dropped. So I feel like I'm at that point where I am now, and I found what I was looking for. So. Soundtrack, but that's pretty much all I've been doing all quarantine, getting my body right, getting myself right spiritually, mentally, mm-hmm. All that. So yeah, just been focusing on me.
That's important.
Holla at the boys, we'll get you on the training plan.
Yeah.
Intense too. It's gonna be intense. You think you're sweating now, my guy?
Hey, yo, I sweat just by sitting.
That's all right, because I already picked that. So I already got something coming it's for you.
That was talking shit though.
Say that into the mic. What do you say? That's that no advisory punch.
Yeah, there's no advisory punch, man. Cosign, that's this thing.
Yeah, it's like that. I'm telling you. Listen, we're not responsible for no babies, no stumbling, no fumbling, mumbling, bumbling, murder.
None of that.
Especially for the babies. That's all I'm going to say.
You ever performed in Jamaica?
I have not.
Is that a go?
It is. I'm going to Jamaica in August, on August 4th, mm-hmm. day after my birthday. So okay. It's definitely lit. My cousins got a lot of things planned for me, so big ups to all my cousins in Jamaica. I know they probably going to see this, so yeah.
Oh, you a Leo.
Right. I am a Leo. And I'm from Spurtree. Well, that's where my family's from.
So what's the, I'm sorry, I might be hogging the questions. What's the furthest place that you hope that music will take you someday?
That I hope? Mm-hmm. I don't hope, I know.
Okay, I like that, yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, so.
You expect, yeah.
Yeah, it's, it, wherever it takes me, you know, I don't have a destination where I'm going. I'm just, you know, going with life. You know what I'm saying? It's already written, so I'm just enjoying the ride. You feel me?
I like that, yeah. Free-spirited.
Hey, speaking of rides, it's about to be summertime.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I know you got something for the ladies.
Oh man, I worked on like 4 projects at the same time, and they all done. So
I need something to get them in the gym too. What's a good one?
To get them in the gym.
Yeah. What's your favorite? Like,
you gotta get them going. You gotta get them body going.
New or old?
Either. No, new.
New.
Tell me about something.
I would say By My Walking, but that's not even out. Everybody that heard that song, they know. But yeah.
By My Walking.
You should premiere here, yeah. though. You know?
We can. I have it. You know what I'm saying? What we doing? What we doing? Like?
Yeah, we get you tight. This is the wrong CEO.
I can send it to y'all, you know. Yeah. And it stands for BMW, so it's, yeah. When you hear this song, yeah.
Okay. See him now.
Yeah, so.
You're
late, but
you're here. I use that for something else. Like, you're a BMW, your body made wrong. That's what I use it for. But
I'm going to switch that up. I'm going to switch it up and give it a good.
Okay,
you know,
good spin to it. Right. Yeah, they'll like that.
I got a question, right? You know, because I'm, you know, me and, I'm not going to say name, but we're the elders men of the New Advisory Crew. But, you know, back in, like, early 2000s.
The oldest, nigga.
Shut up, nigga. When the reggae scene was you had Beanie Man on the radio. Mm-hmm. You had Sean Paul on the radio. Mm-hmm. You had Elephant Man on the radio. You had all these, like, the early 2000s was crazy with reggae. Mm-hmm. You know, and now we don't hear none. Unless you go to a station that's specifically for, you know, reggae music, right? So how do you feel you're going to change that narrative? Two-part question. Change that narrative and make people get in tune with the reggae sound again.
That niche.
Well, I would think a lot of it comes from the change in the beats. So when the beats changed or the popular beats changed in Jamaica, a lot of the language was a lot rougher. It wasn't as Americanized. So a lot of the Americans couldn't understand it. You see what I'm saying? So before it was like with Beanie Man and Sean Paul, they were making like music that was very, you can understand what they were saying. So I feel like that's what I bring back. I bring back that being able to understand it, but at the same time, you know, it's authentic. You see what I'm saying? So like, yeah, pretty much that. And that's why I think it fell off a lot. Them guys were running summers, having number one songs. I remember when it was 106 in Park, they was having number one videos and all that stuff. But I just feel like it's just the cadence and how they say the things. They're using their slang more versus using the language here. And me being from here predominantly, I know the slang words here, and I can put that in an accent, but you'll still understand
it. I like it. I like it because it did go from speaking like that, it went from up on that up upon that patch, I'm turning my tongue, but who let the dogs out?
That's not real Jamaican Florida. Can you speak
everybody
patois?
Used to sing that though.
You can speak patois? Give me a little bit in patois. Just so, say something.
He just said it, just saying that.
Me can't talk it if you want me to talk it, me can't talk it. But men are really talk it because you can't understand me, isn't it?
Right. Oh my God, ladies, y'all hear that?
We need some extra paper towels. I forgot what I was about to say.
Her panty sweat.
I had to hear it. I had to hear it.
It's authentic, man. It's authentic. It's no gimmicks over here.
Oh, I know what I wanted to say. Yeah, so, right. You ever had your knees licked? That's a whole other question. Don't worry about it.
Bro, I seen y'all podcast on that. That was very, very, very.
Yeah, because I'm the queen of knee lick nation, and you got to lick knees to please your woman. Front and back of the knee. He said, I promise you. I promise you. I promise you.
I heard it might be different.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not judge, but it's not my thing. Maybe.
Just try it.
Maybe. She look how she's saying it. Just try it.
It's okay.
I might have to try it. A knee?
Just make sure, right?
I'm just
a knee? That's a bone?
No, explain it.
It's the skin for me. So anyways, it's the art of licking, and especially the back of the knee is very sensitive.
It ain't
knee,
no bro. Knee. It ain't no nipple on that motherfucker.
It's very sensitive back there. So number one, when a woman's leg is stretched, you know, you have that muscle, that tendon right there that's going to be extra sensitive and stretch. And when you lick it, it sends a jolt somewhere else. And so, but if you tickle in a person, that's not the right feeling. You want a different feeling, not the ticklish feeling.
Right, but I'm saying it's still the nerve.
Yes, that nerve. Yeah. And then, you know, bite the inner thigh, come back to the knee, you know, the usual. And
yo,
then slide in.
You need to write a book. You need to write a book on that. Sounds real good.
Yeah. So, you know, once you try, you'll be part of the Knee Lick Nation.
Okay.
We welcome you with open arms.
I'll let you know to be continued.
Okay. There we go. There we go.
What if you lick everything? Am I just part of the Lick Nation?
Listen, that's another subject. But I do got a question for you. I do got a question. I saw on your EPK that you have shared stages with a lot of greats.
Yes, sir.
You know, what was that? How did that feel? Did that feel, you know, was like a humbling experience, or you're like, oh, this is where I need to be?
Honestly, I don't remember. I was drunk.
Wow. But you enjoyed yourself, single, though, right?
It was like, I'm not the type of person that says, oh my God, it's that person. Like, it's just a regular person. It's another day. It's another show. But at the same time, I was hyped. Like, I'm not going to say, I was more hyped that I was on the show. I felt like more so it was my show than his show. So it wasn't even like, oh, I'm on the show with Beanie Man. It's just like, oh, I'm about to perform it in a whole bunch of people with the opportunity to spread my music and get some new fans and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I don't really go into a starstruck.
How did the crowd feel to you? Did it feel like?
Hometown, something different. When I perform in the hometown, it's a little something different, man. Especially back then, it's a little something different. So, you know what I'm saying? That's where it all started off. That's where I feel like majority of my fans are, besides, like, you know, the islands and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it's different in the hometown. Sure.
Oh, go ahead. Cause I was about to say, bro, where do you say that you're from? Like, if a person was to ask you where you from, what do you tell them? Like, do you tell them that you're more from New York?
Nah, I say I'm from the Rock.
From up there, or
I say I'm from the Rock.
Oh, facts.
Yeah.
So, do you five feel like you, when you performing and you trying to gain new fans in different areas that's mm-hmm. not from where you're from,
mm-hmm.
do you feel like you have to change up who you are a little bit to do that, or do you feel like you can just stay genuinely you all the way through?
Nah, it's just me. Take it or leave it. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no purpose of me switching up for a different crowd of people. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going, especially in the age of social media, because you're going to see the change. So then you're going to put the image in your head of, oh, you a fake guy. You feel me?
You know Zach from The Rock?
Zach.
Zach here, comedian.
Zach
Johnson.
I don't.
You know, he out here telling his comedian from The Rock. But not the same from The Rock. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Rochester.
I don't really hear that a lot when people, you know, a lot. I do hear a lot of people saying they're from New York, but not Rochester.
Oh yeah, it's real different. It's different.
Yeah,
it's different.
Is there more upstate?
It's like 6 hours from the city.
What's your top three reggae artists?
Top three right now or all time?
Ooh. I'll go with all time.
I don't know. Mine.
Yeah.
Vibes, Popcorn.
Shout out to Vibes.
Vibes, Popcorn, Beanie.
Beanie,
what about Barrington?
Is that in order?
No. For me, my favorite reggae artist of all time is Popcorn. That's just my opinion. A lot of people will probably disagree with that, but I don't go off of popularity for my top favorites. I go off of whose songs I know the most, whose songs I sing the most, and when I sing them, I feel them.
You
know what I'm saying? Like, I'm at the top of my lungs when it come on, you know what I'm saying? Dumb songs. So that's what I put into my top five. So that's why I go with them.
And my next question is, a lot of Jamaicans here lately have been, you know, of course, bleaching their skin. That's like a thing. Fire. What is your, you know, your take on that? And women feel that they have to be lighter, especially in Jamaica. It's on the rise.
Hey, man, you don't got to bleach your skin. I'm telling you that right now. If you dark-skinned melanated queen, if you're a dark-skinned melanated king, you do not need to bleach that skin. You know what I'm saying? This is melanated. This is God-given. You know what I'm saying? Once you give it away, you cannot get it back. And once you can't get it back, it ain't looking too good for you, son. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? This is something that makes you a god. It's really something totally different. So I am very opposed to bleaching.
Mike ain't make it to Medicare.
I cannot.
So what's one thing that you made me hope to change about the music industry one day?
That they bring back real artists. Simple. Just period. Like, just the popularity contest is corny. Mm. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Preach. Just like,
if it should be, if you are good in music, you should go far in music. Not if you know somebody that knows somebody and you can directly cut all the steps. You feel me? But I'm not knocking none of them for doing that. You know what I'm saying? Because you're doing what you got to do to feed your family at the end of the day. But I'm just saying, it should still be somewhere in there where the skill comes back.
That's time.
You know what I'm saying? That's all. This is boring.
How old are you, though? Because you say that, I don't think that a younger person would come up with a mentality like that. Like, not calling you old or nothing, but how old are you?
I'm 30.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you about our age. Yeah. So that's heavy, bro. Yeah.
28.
They wanna let me ask a question though, bro, because I feel like we, you know what I'm saying, we know advisory, so we trying to ask you shit that ain't nobody ever asked you about.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Just regular you. So shit. Tell us, I know you got some shorties that's been in your DM, bro. Tell us about the wildest one you done seen.
Wildest one when? Like now?
Ever.
Before?
That comes to mind. If I was just coming to you, bro to bro, we know each other, like, bro, what's the wildest shorty that I never slid in your DM, which is, what would you tell me?
Probably in college. I ain't gonna hold you. College was crazy.
What she do? What she send you?
What she send me? What didn't she send me? You feel me? Like,
did you hit?
It was sent, mailed, delivered, and then Uber to my front door.
Oh.
You feel me? So it was one of them situations. Like, I was like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, take charge type. You know what I'm saying? So.
And do you have
But that. What's that?
I'm saying, do you have any outrageous stories? Like, you know, like if you were performing and, you know, they show you teddies and, you know, can you sign my boobs?
Well, I stripped for like 2 weeks in college.
For real?
Yeah. I ain't know. Y'all probably, I don't know.
My nigga
was
broke.
Yeah, we wanted to know that.
Hey.
Yes, we did.
It wasn't.
Did you wear a costume?
It wasn't. T-shirt
and jeans? How did it go?
It was on some joint. It was like, we had this. We had this thing at school called Mr. Cuca, because I went to Cuca College. And it was like a pretty much just like a Mr. Cuca. It was like 8 people, and you had to vote for, you know what I'm saying, whoever was Mr. Cuca. So I had to do something, you know what I'm saying? So I bust out and started stripping, you feel me? So it wasn't like, no, like I was.
Win?
Yeah, of course I won. You know what I'm saying?
He's stripping. Hell yeah, he better win.
I'm saying, hold on. It might be a picture on my, what's the name?
I want to see it.
Hey, wait.
Ladies want to see it. We want to see it.
We're going to have to take y'all to the first break.
You deleted it, so it's archived. It's probably archived. That's all right. My inbox is open.
I wasn't naked or anything.
Trying to see that?
No. I wasn't naked or anything. I just, you know what I'm saying? It was a picture.
Meat mail. I want meat mail. That's okay. I'll show you a knee.
Right. So, okay, I feel like maybe this is the answer to the question I'm about to ask you, but hopefully it's not. What's the craziest thing you've ever done in your life? Was that the craziest thing you've ever done?
Craziest thing as far as what, sexually? Or
no,
just...
I was talking about like in life. But if you want to go sexually,
she
go there.
She a freak. She like, I want to talk about that, but if that's what you want to talk about.
I mean, if you want to go there, baby,
we can go there. We got to keep it PG. The craziest thing I've ever done? I don't know.
That's a great question.
A lot of people can't even answer that on air.
Right. Yeah, true. I mean, that you could tell us about, you know.
That you could tell us about,
yeah. Meat Mania.
I mean, I jumped out the plane. That's the only crazy thing that
I never jumped out the plane. I bungee jumped.
I couldn't do that. It's the jerk up and down. I did the one. I can't do that.
Yeah, I did the one at the music park. Like, they pull you up and then they just let you down and you swing. Oh. I did that. Oh, so it wasn't like the actual just go straight down.
Okay, yeah, no.
I wanted to do the chair at front, like the fucking, what's that shit, Carowinds?
Oh, drop zone?
Never been there.
I'm not even doing that. No bungee, not yet.
I haven't went to Carowinds yet.
You said you haven't been to Carowinds yet?
I have not.
What?
I have not. I have not.
Right, open May 21st.
Yeah, and I'm a roller coaster guy too. So,
I just go for the water park. That's it.
Oh no, almost drowned in that water park. So they can kiss my ass.
You said what?
Yeah,
you almost drowned.
Yeah. No, I can't. That's the crazy part. You know the little water. You know the wave pool where it just makes.
I almost died in that bitch too. I swear to God.
I was all the way at the back of the wave pool. Like, you know, I'm a badass. I got this. I can swim. You know, I'm confident. That wave came. Whoosh, my ass say, I can't swim. Help me! And like everybody just looked at me. And somebody was like, swim, swim. And I was like, I can't. Like, I was panicking. I kept going under the water. Tears was coming, but I was drowning, so they didn't know they was tears. Like, I don't know how I got out.
I swear to God, that sounded like me. My dumb ass is on the side. I'm looking at the, I tried to walk my ass down. I didn't know that shit dropped that fucking fast.
Yeah.
So what happened is, the motherfucking wave came.
Get
took my ass under that bitch. I come back to the side, like, help, help. I'm on the side of the lifeguard, like, stop holding on to the side. I'm like, bitch. Hell, I keep going down deeper as fuck.
Nobody jump in. The lifeguards will not help you when you're drowning.
Huh? I'm drowning.
No, that's what I'm saying. The lifeguards just look at you like, if you be doing too much, they be like, calm down. Don't play. Yeah, like, no. I'm drowning, bitch. What the fuck
bitch, come get me. They don't want to get you till you dead.
Yeah. Don't fuck with the wave pool there.
Dang, then, okay.
My motherfucker, my football teammate had to come save me. I wasn't even with my parents. I was with my teammates, but if it weren't for the 10-year-olds, man, I was 8 at the time, man. If it weren't for the 10-year-olds, he was tall and shit.
The peewees.
I thought you did this as an adult because I'm like, tall people who drown really bothers me. Like,
kid.
You're tall, stand up.
I was a kid.
Okay, so anyway, so what can we expect from you in 2021?
Music, 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 music.
Visuals?
Yes, sir.
She wanna see you strip so
I was really kind of still waiting on that, but we'll talk about that off camera.
I retired from stripping.
We might consider some magic mics.
That's so sad. That's
only if y'all paying, man. Only
I got some vibes.
Be careful, bro.
When I get my stimmy, holla at me. When I get my stimmy, hold on.
I'm trying to tell you.
Hold on. He said money, though. My stimmy coming.
Hey,
my stimmy coming.
Fuck the ones. We can go five. What?
And my taxes coming. My stimmy taxes and paycheck. And my dividends from my stock dropping. So what's up? Let's go.
Somebody got to name their kids Stimothy.
Hey, man, I know somebody got that 5600, 600, man. I don't got that pleasure.
Listen.
what's the one thing you feel like from the minute you decided to commit to what you do all the way to now, what do you feel like your biggest reward was so far?
What's my biggest reward? Finding out who I am individually as a person. You know what I'm saying? Learning about myself. You know what I'm saying? Just finding out who I am. Just looking inside and seeing. That's what this has brought me pretty much. You know what I'm saying? I don't really see myself doing anything else. I know I can do a whole bunch of other stuff, but it's just like the journey just been crazy, man. Shout out to everybody on the live. Shout out to my boy Javon Walker.
Oh, my bad.
Hey, Javon.
Hey, Javon.
Yeah, that's the guy that got me really started, man. Him and my guy Bankroll, Dante. You know what I'm saying? Them
two
guys.
Shout out to the guys.
Yeah. Them two guys got
me. Do you have any children?
I do not.
Your stock keep going up, and I done had enough.
Listen, hey, man, I was about to tell you, look, you better be careful.
I'm off the market, man. Y'all better stop.
Match.com over here. She's setting up your profile and her mom. You better watch out. You open the licking knees, you ain't got no keys. You don't seem crazy.
Don't know about
you
the licking knees. Listen. I ain't gonna knock it, but listen. I don't know, man.
You said you were stripped for some ones and some fives.
Like, that was a long time
Leo.
Ago.
Leo.
Right. You listen. I'm just saying.
King of the jungle.
Price going up.
And he speak patois.
And he can cook.
Hey, man.
Come on now. That's a hell of a resume. And then he a ghostwriter. That's all that ghostwriter stuck to me.
I can do some of that.
No. We ain't talking about you right now.
Hey, man. You need a song, man? I got you, man. Same day service, too.
Oh, shit.
Oh, same day service with a song? Yeah, man. Turn around.
You more of a writer or...
Oh, you too.
Nah, I don't write. I just go in and, you know what I'm saying? I used to write, but my cousin, Aaron Vibes, he got me off that. You know what I'm saying? He was like, nah, son. You gotta just go in there.
But sometimes writing, can get your creative juices flowing.
I'll say this. The only time I write is when I'm writing Boom Bap. That's the only time I write. You know what I'm saying? When I'm writing that real rap music. That's the only time I write. But other than that, straight in the booth.
And you go by the feeling of the song.
Let me look. Can I plug y'all juice real quick on my line?
Yeah.
Hey, man. I just want to plug. Hold on.
Tell them go find the No Advisory Punch, too.
This right here, I don't know what this is, but that thing right here got me feeling
it's
love.
That wow.
Yeah.
I'm glad you like it.
I don't know what
because some things happened to me on this punch.
Nah, I'm saying I'm good though. I'm sober, but I'm just saying I'm feeling my.
You need a refill?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah,
you know what I'm saying? He said I was gonna be sloppy off one cup. I done drunk a whole cup.
Listen, I want to give you a big shout out personally because you're the only person that's come on here and hasn't asked what's in it. You just drank it.
Yeah,
and you
I'm
was
saying.
Like, okay, yeah, this shit's good. So I appreciate it.
That's probably the Jamaican.
Hey man, if everybody know me, man. If it's a bottle, it's a party. You feel me? So yeah. I feel like I could drink. I'll drink anybody. So,
bro, I was about to say, you seem like you turn up, bro. So, yeah, what's the littest city up. You been in, bro?
Jamaica's
the
littest, party all night.
The littest, Miami.
All night, bro.
Miami.
Don't sleep.
Yeah. Miami.
And twerk, too. They be twerking.
Cali was cool. I lived in Cali for like 3 years.
Yeah. Sweat.
But Miami, man.
What's your favorite spot in Miami?
Everywhere, bro. Yeah. They ain't no favorite spot. It's just, you know what I'm saying? Everywhere you go, it's music playing. You know what I'm saying? This is like... Machata everywhere, you know what I'm saying? You going to CVS, it's a live DJ in there, a DJ, you feel me? So it's just a vibe, bro. It's a vibe.
You ever thought of collaborating? And like mixing cultures? Would you ever you know what I'm saying? Like and create a wave that way?
Of course.
I know you got the trap hall, so would you ever go like as far as I feel like trap hall is like kind of black on black, so you know what I'm saying? Would you ever go black on Spanish or
of course.
Black on white?
I wear man, if you dope. Even if you ain't dope, I will help you be dope. You feel me?
Taylor Swift hit you up. What you gonna do?
Oh, that's
fuck.
That's easy. Nah,
she's skinny.
I pass on white women.
You don't see my dick all in that motherfucker.
Do you hear what he just said though?
I don't do it.
He said he passed on white women. The price went all the way up.
So
back the berry, the sweet of the juice.
His stock done went up even more. I'm ready to invest.
I won't marry a white girl.
We can share these dividends.
I'll take it through that.
Don't do it, man.
What?
I had a question, but he just slipped my mind.
Before. I did it already.
I did too. In college, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But
I don't do it now. I don't even associate it with him now. I'm past that. I feel like, yeah. It's going to be, yeah.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, it's done. I'm done with it. But so, I done did it. I still will though if they's down for it. I won't, you know what's so crazy?
Well, this man Mookie is wild, okay? Hey,
so, look, the reason is, because I don't like the white girls that like niggas. I like the white girls that don't like niggas.
I feel you.
But wanna try some shit.
Curious.
Like Sarah Palin.
Yeah, she just wanna like, you feel me?
She like niggas.
Yeah.
She right. don't like, she don't, she usually
she like a nigga.
Yeah.
Sarah Palin.
Oh, who that? Obama.
He said Obama. Stimothy, get your dumb ass out of here.
Stimothy.
Yes, let y'all, man. Hey, man, shout out to Air Vibe, shout out to Bankroll, man, shout out to Walker, shout out to everybody in my life, man. They tuned in right now to y'all show.
Yeah, okay, I remember my question, too. I'm sorry. I be high. I be forgetting shit. I'm back. Focus. So.
It's not a drug.
She had that in the wild
I never said I did, George. You just said I'd be on.
Okay.
So I seen your EPK that college is really where you got your start in music.
Mm-hmm.
who was like the one person or what was the one thing that you experienced in your life that made you sit down and say, you know what, I'm going to really focus on music?
Like I said before, it all started when my cousin's bankroll, mm-hmm. he took me to the studio. Shout out to Chup. We went to Chup studio in the hood. You know what I'm saying? We were just playing around with it. Then I got a computer, and then I was locked in his basement by myself just making songs on everybody's shit for like 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? 2-3 weeks. And I just kept dabbling, but I still didn't take it serious. Then my cousin Javon moved up here from Florida. That's around the time when I kind of really started taking serious. We got into a group called Good Company. Still family forever. You know, look good, feel good, do look good, salute. Yeah, but we went with them. We was rocking out for a long time. Took over the rock, all type of shit. But yeah, I would say definitely them two. Them two definitely got me into it.
So what's your creative process? Because I know you said earlier that, like, when you, especially for ghostwriting, you just go in the studio and just produce beats. But for your own music, like, how do you get in the mindset of actually creating your own music?
Smoke a blunt.
Thanks. And he 420 friendly.
That easy. Y'all said, just rotate. Just,
you want the ring now or later?
Just hit one of these and, you know what I'm saying? Take off. I put the beat on, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I sit there and I can't come up on anything. And then I just turn it off. I'm like, oh, I don't want to force it.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? I put a different beat on. But usually it's just get high, sip something, and whatever come.
So have you ever used your gift in another form of, I guess, artistic avenues, like, art, yes. Poetry, spoken word, story writing.
I know. I feel like as an artist, when you're an artist, no, I feel that. I feel like when you're an artist, though, you can dive into other forms of art. Mm-hmm. Like, just as an artist, it might not be every art, though, but it's another form of art that you can.
Hey, but I was opposed to that. I see you. I was opposed to that at first, like trying other stuff. I was like, nah, I'm just about to focus on just music. I don't want to get my energy or anything, but doing that kind of closed a lot of doors, you know what I'm saying, kept me in a box, and you want to be out the box. So doing other things like art, you know what I'm saying, taking pictures, you know what I'm saying, even just walking in nature, you know what I'm saying, will give you a different mindset than what you had before.
Well, we really appreciate you stopping by, coming by. Don't be a stranger.
Oh, God.
You're officially part of the No Advisory family.
And he came through and got slumped off the punch.
And he drunk the punch with no questions asked.
Bro, here turnt with us at OVS Studios.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you so much. Thank you for your resume.
Yes, sir, man.
You know.
Yo. Oh, shit. Yeah, let me ask you a question, bro. So, first of all, before I get into this, we got this game segment, right? You seem like a risk taker, so I got this game called Hit It and Quit It.
Okay.
You should play that shit. It's a real fun game. You know, put it, what's hit it and quit it. But first I want to ask you, like, as far as your music and everything goes, let me see. How do I say this shit? Damn, Sid. Do you feel like you've hit your pinnacle of, like, yeah, I made it? Or if you haven't yet, then if you have, then what was that moment?
No. Even if I feel like even if I had 10 Grammys, I still wouldn't feel like I reached my pinnacle, because as a person, I never want to get complacent. You know what I'm saying? You can always better yourself. You know what I'm saying? So I always say I'm really trying to be the greatest of all time. So
complacency kills, bro.
Exactly.
I agree.
Exactly.
So hit it and quit it question. Sid told me to ask you, what was the last thing you had in your mouth that wasn't food or a toothbrush? Or a blunt?
Sid did not say that.
Nutriment. A supplement drink.
He said it was a supplement drink. You heard that?
Chewing gum. You had chewing gum.
I did have chewing gum.
She watching.
He's sitting right next to me.
Bro, you might not make it back to your car tonight.
He will.
You might not make it back to your car tonight.
He is safe.
I'm saying,
I appreciate you sliding through, though.
Yeah, man.
Hidden quitty question. Okay, my turn. Can I ask the hidden quitty question?
Okay, my turn.
I just asked them all. You can always, you know, quit it if you don't want to answer the question. What's the ugliest girl you ever had sex with, and say her first name?
I'm going to say it, too. Hold up. Let me think.
And he bold and not. Oh, man.
I just got had sex with her. I don't even know her name.
That's the fuck up. Probably a girl in college named Erin. Shout out to Erin.
Hey, shout out Erin. Know she
is. Hey, but that, hey, man. It is what it is, man. I'm a real nigga. You feel me?
Shout out Erin. You've been no advised. I do not advise you hit that.
Have you ever made a song about, like, a situationship or a relationship you had with a female?
Facts.
Do she know?
Facts.
Did you say her name in song?
Yeah. Would I say her? Did I say her name? Nah, like Drake. I ain't do the Karrueche.
Drake, we know all Drake exes. Right.
What was her reaction when she found out that the song was about her?
What can she say? Like, oh, it's a nice song.
Oh, you flattered.
You know what I'm saying? It's a nice song. Like,
I was inspiration. You thought it like,
yes. I'm saying that's just what I was feeling at the time. You can't get mad at me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing nothing wrong. I'm just making good music.
So what's your, like, family's reaction to your music?
Depending on who you ask, because, you know what I'm saying? I always get a good reaction from my music. You know what I'm saying? My aunts and uncles, they take it a little bit extreme. They big fans. That my cousins too. You know what I'm saying? My cousins always be like, oh, I'm too humble type shit, but I just be chilling. You know what I'm saying? Because I really got like 8 cousins that pretty much is on the same level musically as me. Oh, wow. But they just in different cities, so. Yeah, so
we do a project together.
It's we working. Don't worry, it's coming. It's coming. I got music with them out. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, shout out Javon Walker. Shout out Erin Vibes. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Bankroll, all of them. Shout out to everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? All the cousins. You know what I'm saying? We really musically inclined. So.
Hidden gem, because I know you told us about the Bob Marley walking. So what's
the Yeah.
I know you got something else. Can we get a warning, a heads up? Something like that for what else to expect?
I'm about to drop like a bunch of singles. I'm about to drop a full project, which will be like my main sound as far as like the rap and reggae entwined type sound. You know what I'm saying? Then I'm going to do another album, which I can't get too much information on that because that's an exclusive one. You know what I'm saying? Then I just finished up a full boom bap album. You know what I'm saying? So I'm talking
when
about.
When is that,
like,
dropping?
I don't know yet. Because me and my uncle working on that one.
You calculated with it?
Yeah, so it's really just like old beats. So I'm getting on like the recognized beat, old Helter Skelter beats and stuff like that. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So just showing the versatility with that. And then I'm going to hit him with a rock album. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just.
With the Jamaican accent?
Yes, sir.
Or with the...
Yes, sir. Oh. And I have songs already like that from my first album, but I'm going to do a whole. People have been wanting me to do a whole album like that. And then after that, I'm going to give them like a Right Now album. Because people have been wanting that from me. I've been shying away from it because I don't really want to do that. But I'm going to go ahead and do it.
Do you have a favorite rock artist?
I don't. Well, Bob Marley.
Rock.
Mm. Ain't been a rock.
About rock. I mean, like hip hop. I was just about to ask that. Like, do you listen to other forms of music outside of reggae?
Yeah, I listen to everything.
What's your other form? So outside of reggae, I'm pretty sure that's your top form. But what's your, like, so you said trap hall is your genre. But what's your second favorite?
I listen to everything, like everything right now. Like everything. I would say I listen to that stuff more than I listen to reggae. Okay. Yeah. Because mainly for reggae, all I listen to is Popcorn, really. So, like, I listen to other artists, but it's just like. I'm B said family.
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah.
You can sing too?
Let me hear something. I know a lot of artists don't like to be, you know, that shut up and dance or you know. You know, but are you able to give us a little taste of something?
What genre?
Trap Hall.
Trap Hall?
Mm-hmm. Or just give us something, you know.
You be telling me what they 4-4 say. Now you want run dog, now you want high dog. Like, God, tell him what they 4-4 that. When they 4-4 spread exactly for me hip like me rich dogs. And I beat straight to the bed. Bag of money me we spend for me gun them. Did you want them? The papusy hold them. Any money that me have me send to me friend them. Tell us straight up them me bread until the end them. The gold must keep shot cry on the bend them. We rack it, them we cook it, them we fire them, we bend them. We don't let the fella fashion to the so we send them. We don't want to have me on the gang when we bend them. But no bada, so me tell her if we bend them. Be the pussy up till the lad we be send them. Me ratchet me cock it and then go boom. Soon as we cock it, the pussy will run. Them no want no problem. Pussy will you done. Teddy broke short thing. Me kill fi phone. Call a hotline bling when me want come. Hot pa me dick fuck till she don't run. Money me a free. Sorry you not have none. Money me a free, yo. Hey.
Oh, that was
hard. that's light though. I promise you that's light.
Quiet.
I promise you that's light.
Quiet.
I love over there. You might want to scoot your chair a little bit away from her.
I'm on mute.
That's real light, though, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So definitely, can you go ahead and definitely tell us one more time where everybody can find you on social media, where people can stream your music, mm-hmm. you know, if you got a website where people can go visit, where people can go look up those EPKs.
I'm everywhere, man. Everywhere that music is, I'm there. Music is on the way, music dropping. You can follow me on Instagram, Sie_Marley. You can follow me on Twitter, Success2315. You can follow me on Facebook, Success is Everything. Pretty much, I'm on all websites, so I'm saying just type in SIE Reggae, you'll find me somewhere.
Okay. Pop your shit
30
seconds.
What you want me to do? What we doing?
Say anything you want to say. Whatever you want to say. Right. Say whatever you want to say.
Hey, man, like I said, I'm a real humble guy, so you know what I'm saying? I just be chilling, but man, I just want to give out peace and positivity to all my black members of this community. You know what I'm saying? I do want to thank y'all for having me in here, man. Y'all nothing but vibes, man. As soon as I walked in here, I felt the vibes. I felt like family, man. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? So it's very easy to be yourself up here, so I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Remember to watch Marvel Comics.
Yep.
All related. And then lick knees. That's all I ask. Thank you.
I watch Marvel, but I don't lick knees.
If you ever heard Why? She call me brother, remember she nemesis.
Why?
Huh? If she called me her brother, she nemesis.
Word of the day. But definitely, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for vibing with us. Had a great interview. Definitely learned a lot about you. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you can come back and visit us.
Anytime, man. Anytime. I don't live too far from here either, so.
I'm glad you enjoyed the punch, too.
Yeah, man.
It's a setup.
I'm taking something to go, man.
On God.
It's a setup.
Oh, God.
We ain't responsible for no fumbling, mumbling, stumbling, babies. Murder, baby,
can murder. I say this? I don't want to disrespect y'all, though. But I'm going to say this. I'm not drunk at all.
Okay.
I'm more high than drunk.
That's what's up.
I'm going to let y'all know that right now.
You'll see.
I'm telling you.
You're going to stand up.
Trust me. No, not yet. It's not going to hit him yet.
It's going to all hit him at once. Like
uh-huh. Like Mike Tyson.
Doom.
Man, hey, man. If one thing I do, I drink, man. I'm telling you.
Hey,
so.
Mr. Drinker.
Well, on that note, it's been real. I'm the God of the squad. Your favorite, Kenfolk J.
It's your girl, Trapsy. Hey.
It's your boy Mookie Mature, Rockstar Comedian of the World, not just the city,
but the world.
And I am Chocolate Diamond, Queen of the Nation, also known as Shy. Y'all have a good night.
It's out.
We out. Peace.
Wake up, this is your broadcast. Listen up, wake up, this is your broadcast. Tune into them vibes, we giving all that. You know school is session and we ain't giving no hall pass. So, wake up, this is your broadcast. Listen up, wake up, this is your broadcast. Tune into them vibes, we giving all that. You know school is session and we ain't giving no hall pass.